Okay, so we're doing tonight Shomer Pesachim Hashem Daf Lamed Tet. So the big sugya on Lamed Tet, which I toyed with doing, but it's big, is Shalosh Nashim B'Shamshos B'Moch. Right, the Gemara there has a discussion of three women who either are allowed to, or are required to, or encouraged to use some form of contraception to prevent them becoming pregnant. Muberet, Ketana. And Meinekes, according to Reb Meir, and the Chachamim respond and say no, right? They should, right? They can just be together normally because the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Shomer Pesachim Hashem, right? Or Shomer Pesachim Hashem. And God protects
the simple,
the foolish. What? And therefore it is, and therefore, either it is, and therefore, okay, and therefore, either you are not chayev to use contraception, or it is not allowed to use contraception. That depends on how you understand the sugya. So I was toying with doing that sugya, which is, if you didn't guess, a very, very important sugya halacha l'maisa for birth control issues. I decided against it because it's huge. If there is a very strong desire to do that sugya, because it is very important, but it's very, very difficult, then maybe we can do it next week and not do Madhu Kanas or Madhu Kanas in 2 weeks. My feeling is not... What?
If we're having a vote, then I would...
We'll take a vote at the end. Okay? We'll take a vote at the end. But right now, I want to do sort of a sugya that comes up within that sugya, which is Shomer Pesachim Hashem, right? The response of the Chachamim to Rabbi Meir, right? You know, let's just read the Gemara by us. First, I put that here, right? Is Hatani Rabbi Bibi, right? This is in the middle because I'm organized at Shomer Pesachim Hashem, but for our purposes, Hatani Rabbi Bibi, Commander of Nachman, Shalosh Nashim B'Shamshos B'Moch, Elohim, Ketana Muberes Meinika, Ketana Shem Dizaber V'Tamus Muberes, Shem Atasa Ubra Sandal Meinika, Shem Atigmol Es Bina. And there are three women who, again, either can or must or should use contraception. Leaving, again, details of what exactly a moch is, which if we do it next week, we'll discuss. A minor, because she can't become pregnant and she'll die, right? Someone who's already pregnant, because the Gemara assumes that she will become pregnant again, and the children will fuse, right? And they'll become sandal. For scientific background, it is not possible for a woman to become pregnant twice at the same time. I mean, she can, but not like once she's like a month pregnant, she can't then, you know, become pregnant again. It is possible to have a uber, tasa uber sandal, right? That is possible. It is in fact possible for two babies to fuse in the womb, right? I learned the sugya for the first time when I was in yeshiva, right? I was like, that's impossible. And like the next week, an article came out of the New York Times, right? Of a child in India where one of twins had miscarried early in pregnancy and all its limbs had fused onto its twin, and then when the baby was born, they thought it was a reincarnation of Shiva and started worshiping it. Right? This does have a reincarnation of Shiva, right? The Hindu god who has eight extremities. There you go. But the baby also had two hearts and complicated. But this is possible, but not for the reason.
The president.
What?
Is she now the president? She's the god.
This was like 5 years ago. What is it? Like, 9 years ago. Okay, fine. But
in neurosurgery, where the heads were
fused. Yes. Okay. So Tasa Uber Sandal is possible, but not for the reason Chazal thought, presumably. So the Gemara is Ketana Shem Tzabra V'Tamos Muberes Shem Tasa Uber Sandal and Meinika, right? Someone who's nursing Shem Tigmol Espina, right? Because it would prevent, it would wean the child too early, right? This often happens, right? Often it is usually impossible. In the time of Chazal, it was almost always impossible. Even with Manazef, a woman is totally nursing, it's something like nursing by itself acts something like 97% effective contraception, right? But in theory, it is possible for a woman to become pregnant when she's nursing, and if she does, right, it will often mean that the child will become weaned earlier. The taste of the milk changes, right? Or the woman would not have the physical strength to both carry the child and produce milk, and especially if you don't have supplements, right? You don't have formula, right? That could be deadly to the child. If it's manazet, this is not deadly, right? You just give them formula, not a big deal. But if it's manchazal, this really was dangerous. So, the ezu iktana, who's iktana, bimas achas reishana v'yom echad, and the shame is reishana v'yom echad, basam ikan yeser, akem yishana v'kudak v'olechad, v'yom mayor. All these cases, meshameshes kedarka veil. She has normal bia, umina shamayim yirachamu. And God will have mercy, mishum shenema shomer psayim Hashem. Because it says that God protects the simple, which we Chazal understand as God protects people who do that which you normally do, basically. Right? People who... Yes? Okay. So, what does this principle mean? Right? What is shomer psayim Hashem? So, background. Right? There is a prohibition to put your life in danger. Yes? Right? These are ABCs. Where is the prohibition from? So, the famous source is the Rambam. The Rambam claims, based on the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that it comes from Unishmartim Elan Nafsho Seichem, right? This is the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Daled, first source. Echad Agag, Vechad Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Barai Shei Kasha Bo Adam, Biyamus, right? Whether it's a roof or anything else, that a person could be in danger and die. Kigon Traisel, O Be'er, O Bor, Bechatzero, right? They get a pit, or a well. I can't see you. This is it's terrible. Okay, in your courtyard. Ben sheish ben mayim, ben sheein ben mayim. Chayav lasad lahen chuleh gavoas artfachim alasad lakisu. You have to cover. You have to put a wall. Something kadei shaliyipo pa adam yamas to prevent someone from falling. V'chein kol michshel sheish bo sakanas nefashos, and any danger that can put someone in mortal danger. Mitzvahs aseh lahasiro, you have to remove it. Ula yishamer mimenu lizar b'davar yafe yafe shene'emar yishamer lecha shmor nafshecha v'im lo yizir. If you don't, v'niyach ha'meshalot mevin lidei sakara bitam mitzvahs aseh v'avra lo tasim damim. And if you don't, you both violate this aseh and the prohibition of lo tasim damim b'vezecha. And har v'idvar masr chachamim v'nei sheish b'hem sakaris nefashos. There are many things that Chazal forbade because it causes danger. V'kol over alein v'omer harini b'sakin v'atzmi u'ma l'achir malai. And anyone who says, I don't care, right? Why do I care if I'm in danger? O'eni makbid al-kach makanos ha-makos marjus, we beat him. Okay? Very simple. Now, because I'm not really doing this sugya, I'll point out, the Rambam's halacha, pretty obvious. The Rambam's source, far from obvious. Because the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis does in fact suggest that Nishmartim Adlan Afshar Sechem or Yisham or whatever is the source for protecting your life. But who is the person speaking in the Gemara in Brachos?
Isn't Magad Mardos, you beat him until he dies?
No, there's more than high. I found that afterwards. Basically, the point is,
you beat him to influence him. You can, in theory, beat him until he dies, but you don't have to kill him, right? You're trying to influence him. Now, who is speaking in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis? A Roman officer, right? The Roman officer quotes this pasuk, so it's far from clear that we actually pasken this way.
Sorry, what's the context for what happened on this?
Oh, it's a dialogue, right? Where one of the members of Chazal don't respond to the Roman officer, right, when he's davening, and he says, how could you not respond to me? Don't you know you're putting your life in danger and you're violating the pasuk of Unishmartim el nafsho seichem? For the original context, the pasuk of Unishmartim el nafsho seichem is? Unishmartim el nafsho seichem is what should you protect your life from?
It's actually talking about
Avodah Zarah, right? Yeah. Remember, you didn't see a tmunah, right? You didn't see an image of God. Don't make Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do whatsoever in context with being healthy. That didn't stop the Rambam from taking this Gemara as a halachic source. It didn't stop the Rashbash in his first Shuvah. It didn't stop... What?
The Roman doesn't care about it himself. He's saying what she talks
about. Okay, fine. But it's against Pshat in the Pasuk, right? And we don't have any member of Chazal. It's possible that in Shavuos Lamed Vav it comes up, but it's far from clear. The Rambam does take it as the source, as does the Rashbash, as do many of the Acharonim. It's far from obvious that this is in fact the source, right? There are other possibilities, right? It could be from Bechai Bahem, it could be from, right? It could be an issur of suicide, could be a whole bunch of things, but that's not our sugya. Right? It is clear that there is an issur doing a sack in your life. It is totally unclear why, right? There's many, many sources that have been provided. I wrote an article on this in Verapi Urapi 4. But right, the Rambam source is surprisingly not obvious, but the halacha is, okay? The halacha is that you're not allowed to put yourself in mortal danger.
Shouldn't he have answered anyways because you're supposed to interrupt your davening to give kavod to Malach or someone?
Hey, look at the Gemara there. We won't get into this. This is not our sugya for now.
It's the story of the guy in Almeda, and then he explains afterwards the thing with the king.
Yeah, and he says, if the king and the...
And there's Michael, ultimately.
Fine, but he was putting his life in danger. That's the point, right? His point is, you were, right, I could have killed you, and you didn't care. Right? That's basically the point. Again, I don't want to get into that. So again, it is a very problematic source in the Gemara, right? There's a lot of better sources out there. Despite that, this is everybody's favorite, right? The Rambam does take it. He makes it famous, and it's accepted by many, many, many of the Acharonim, right? The Prima Gadim quotes it. And many of the Nosei Kelim quote Ramosha, and you know, even the modern person, Ramosha quotes it, Ravadi quotes it, right? Very, 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 very common, but again, not obvious, but that's not our primary point. What we want to examine is, well, what's the exception to this rule, right? With that in mind, that there's an issue to put your life in danger. So how does Shomer Psaim get you out of it? So, Shomer Psaim comes up in several places in Shas. One of them we just saw, in Ksuba. It's just quickly running through the other ones, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuchav Testament Beis, Amr Shmuel Persa de Dama, Kol Tlasen Yomen, Ubein Abrakim Yemad, Ubein Abrakim Yachra V'Yemad. We're talking about when, right, how dangerous it is and when can you let blood, right? So, every 30 days, etc., right, Ben Abrakim Yemad, Ben Abrakim Yachra V'Yemad, fine. Amr Shmuel Persa de Dama, Chad B'Shabbata, Arba umale Shabbata, right? When can you let blood? On Sunday, on Wednesday, on an Erev Shabbos. Al sheni the chamishi lo, but not on Mondays and Thursdays. The Amar Mar Mishish los chos avos yakes dam b'sheni v'chamishi, because we say that someone who has right chos from his ancestors, so then he can do it on Monday and Thursday. Shabezin shalmala v'shalmata shavin keechad, because the heavenly courts sit on Mondays and Thursdays, just like the human courts, and therefore you're putting your life in danger by doing something dangerous on a day when the court's in session, right? Because then, right, they're just waiting to convict you and right, damage you. B'Shabbata my time alone, and why not Tuesdays? Mishum dekaim alam madim b'zavei. Don't ask me what exactly that means, but it has to do with how the constellations are set up, and somehow that has something to do with danger. I don't know why, but it does. Malei Shabbat Nami Kaim Bizavi, I on Friday also cave into Dasha Bay Rabim. And here's the point, right? Even though Friday should also be dangerous because of where Ma'adim is, right? Where Mars is, right? Ma'adim is Mars. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Red.
The red planet.
Oh.
Ma'adim. Mars.
Well, they right. Couldn't see that it was red.
Yes, they could.
They could.
You can see that it's red.
Can.
Yes, you can. It looks like a red star. That's what it looks like. Yes, it is red. You can see that it is red. Right? It is Madim. It is the Mars, the god of war. Ares, the god of war. Same thing. Red. Great. Same. Great. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that Friday should still be dangerous because of where Mars is in the... Again, I don't know what that means, but fine. It's Mutter, Kashomer, Psaim, Hashem. Gemara and Yuvama Zafayin Beis. V'yivayisem... Yes.
So, 1 second. What's this point about Ma'alei Shabbos or Nami Kaima?
I mean, on Friday, Mars is also in the same place it is on Tuesday, and therefore it's equally dangerous to let blood on Friday as it is on Tuesday. Whereas it came into Dashu Bei Rabim. Since people do it, it's Mutter Gashomer Psaim Hashem.
Okay, and what's good? What about Kilei Nachash B'Yakev?
Hold it. I want to just read the Gemaras, and then we'll take them as a unit. Right? Always, if you want to be careful, let's read all of them. Right? Yes?
Whatever. I don't know what the danger is in our case, so that we're avoiding danger by you using this
moch. No, because Chachamim say you don't use the moch, right? Just have normal bia, v'shomer psaim Hashem. Right, that's the point. Rav Meir thinks, right, that you have to use the moch to prevent danger. The Chachamim say don't worry about it, right? So that's the one we saw. Number three, Yevamos Ayin Beis, v'yibayisim mishum delanash of l'ruch tzvonis, tetanik ha'osim rabim shanash. They were talking here about having a bris milah. So the Gemara says maybe it's problematic under these circumstances because the northern wind is not blowing, and that's the healing wind. Tanya, as we said, call Osan Abraham Shanashai Yisrael Bamidbar Lo Nashvel Em Ruach Tzvonis, and my time, Iba Yisem Mishim Ninezufim Havo, either because they were hated at that time, Iba Yisem Lo Nivdar Anne Akavod, or because you don't want to split up the Anne Akavod. Amar Papa Hilkach Yoma De Eva Yoma De Shusa Lo Manlinen Bay Velo Misrachinen Bay, and therefore because we need the northern wind to heal surgery. On a cloudy day, when there is no northern wind, right, you should not be able to do a milah. Right? You should not be able to do a bris milah because it's dangerous, right? Because you're going to put yourself in danger. There won't be the healing wind, just like in the Midbar where they didn't do bris milah. And yet, right, have you ever heard someone say you can't do a bris milah when it's cloudy? Right? No, va'idna didashu barabim, shomer psayim Hashem. But now that people do it, shomer psayim Hashem.
So what's the word? What?
Because there was no northern wind, so it was dangerous.
What's the word? Dishusha mean?
Because ha'idna dashu barabim. Great.
What does this mean? The aim of the evil, the cloudy day, the aim of the shusha means what?
It's like another mitzvah when there's no northern wind. I don't know why there are no northern winds. I don't. The common denominator between all these gemaras, I don't understand what's going on. That's not the point, right? I don't know what the northern wind is. I don't know why Mars being in a certain place in the sky makes things dangerous.
Well, that was my original question. And surely we're not affected according to the Pasuk in Balak.
Now we are, because now people don't.
No, I'm saying even then.
No. I'm not going to get into the question of Mazel right now. Okay.
Wait.
Meaning, there is some level of mazal. For all that Chazal say, ain't mazal Yisrael, other Chazals assume there is mazal Yisrael. We're not going to get into it, right?
Forget Chazal, it's in the Vua by Bilam that there isn't.
And then, okay, Bilam, Tosfos, okay, no. Let's move on here. Chazal clearly assumed that certain things are run by natural order. Part of the natural order they had were the constellations. It is whatever you think, right? Mazal shu, it is in fact the case, right, that nature affects you. I understand you think nature doesn't affect you, but
no,
it does,
no.
Right? You are incapable of denying gravity, right? This limits you.
No, I don't mean like
okay?
that.
If you think the constellations are also natural, right? What Ein Mazal Yisrael doesn't necessarily mean they're not affected at all if you think it's part of the natural order, okay? It is true we are affected by the weather, right, which is affected by the sun. Okay, so at some level we're affected by the constellations, right, the stars out there, right? This is true, not, I don't know what it means that we're affected by the zodiac, I have no idea what that would mean, but not for now, or preferably not forever. I mean, you can ask it, I don't have the answers. I mean, like, yeah, exactly, right. Fourth one, Amar Abchia Bar Ashi Amar Shmuel, Pitaina in Moshem Giloy. There's no problem to leave these dates overnight, these figs overnight.
Wait, this is telling you about
one? No, now we've moved to Avodah Zarah, right? There are certain things that are usher to leave overnight, to leave open overnight, because we're afraid that a snake will bite it and insert his venom into it. But we don't have to worry with figs. Ki haitana d'tanir lazer omer ochal adam anavim peinim v'layla v'nechoshesh. Like Rav Lazer says, you can eat grapes and figs at night. Mishum shenem hashom psaim hashem. So we have four cases where there is some sort of danger. Right? The Gemara then says, came into dashu be'rabim. Right? Since people do it, right? Ha'idna, whatever. People do it, therefore Shom Sam Hashem, it's mutter.
Aren't we worried that non-Jews like things like milk and meat, are we worried that non-Jews will come and make it non-kosher by
dates? Figs?
No,
they will inject non-kosher
milk and meat.
I mean, milk and meat. Milk and meat, yes, right? Milk
figs and
meat. Milk, yes, right? Yeah. Milk is a problem of, right? It has to be milk by milk. Yes.
Right.
Figs, no. Right? Right? Other things, yes. Bishul Akum, maybe. Right? All these things, right? Very complicated sugyas in the middle of Avodah Zarah. Very long. Right? Just Bishul Akum alone is a 2-volume book written just summarizing the issue, 1,200 pages long. Right? Shulchan Malachim, very good. Right? But long, long sugyas. Fine.
You read it?
Yes, I have read it. Yes, it is a very good book, okay? It's a page turner. Okay? What?
It's a good bedtime story.
It was more of a coffee table book, I think. Yeah.
Were you
reading it? I guess I would. I don't know. Eventually, maybe. Okay. Not the point. Fine. So, the question here is, I don't have that much time, but there is an isser to put yourself in danger. And yet, the Gemara in four places says, despite that fact, right, certain things, if people do them, shomer psayim Hashem and it's mutter. Yes? So what is that principle? So, well, you tell me, right? How can you understand the principle? And I'm going to present the Chakira because one of the things I want to do this year is expose you to as many important Svarim as I can, especially from one of the Shiva. So we've done Rav Aaron stuff, we've done Rav Dani stuff, and now we get to do Rav Amital. Right, this is Rav Sisei Tal. right? Which is a collection of essays by Rami Tal. It was a nice piece, which I reference here. Vashram Psayim Hashem. So, says, well, why is it mutter, right? How do we explain the nature of the heter of Shomer Psayim Hashem? Right? Why would it be that under certain circumstances, because people do it, it's mutter? So,
what was the answer?
Yes, fine.
Could it be a bidyabed case? Like, sort of, we know you're not supposed to do it, but because people do it and they're not dropping dead everywhere, then clearly there must be some godly...
Or like, it's not actually that dangerous.
Good. Those are the two possibilities, right? Shomer Psayim Hashem can mean one of two things. Either is not that... It's halachically not... Yes, this is Rabbi Dal. I'll read it to you, right? Yesh ladun v'geder ha'ater. Ha'im hu mishum shem mikrim kagon elu dashu barabim. Right? Is it that it's mutter even though it's dangerous simply because people do it? And that's a heter. It's a, right, it's a matir. It is dangerous, but for some reason, normal things that people do, even if they're dangerous, become mutter. Or things that people do and don't get damaged is no longer halachically defined as sakana. Right? And what would the nafkamina be?
When people do it and there is a sakana.
Well, one would be, right, if people do things which are actually straightforwardly dangerous, right? And another nafkamina would be?
If people don't do things and they're not dangerous.
Well, then you could, because it's not dangerous, right? I mean, in theory, but no. But I got that, but no. It could be that another nafkamina would be, right, is there any reason to be machmer on these? Right? If you think what it means is that halachically this is no longer defined as a sakana, so there's no reason to be machmer, right? If you think that, no, it's just a heter, right? It really is mesukan, it's just that certain things that are dangerous you're allowed to do because they're normal things to do, right, so maybe you should be machmer, right? There should be at least value to being machmer, right? So he says, "Yitachen shetiyah nafkamina bekach legav mishena rotz lismach al shomer psayim Hashem." Right? If you don't want to rely on im legabav zutei chashev sakana shebeglad nitchem mitzvah, right? And that could have even more halachic nafkaminas. For example, right? Would it be? Could you say in a case where the shomer psayim Hashem that it's nechshav sakana, which would be docha mitzvah? Right? Can you say, "Look, I understand people do it, but"? I don't want to be mal my son on a day when it's cloudy because I am worried about the lack of the northern wind, right? Could I do that, right? Or do you say, no, halachically now it's not dangerous. You don't have a right to do that, right? Oh, is there machmas safik b'gog nevesh? Oh, shemaz avgadeh klalim nechshav shkizavik b'gog nevesh. Nafkamina nosefet, another nafkamina. He imutu lismach lechatchila shomim psayim Hashem. You're allowed to do lechatchila. Sharei b'matzav kazeh ein sakana. Oh, shemit chasidu shalit tismach al geder zeh. What time is it, by the way? We're going to have to run through.
11.
It's already 11?
59.
Okay, we have to move very quickly. So, very, very quickly. Right? So, Trumas Hadeshin, right? Next source. Reinu kametami dechamim gedolim v'adshe maisa agunim d'lov v'kapti lisa isha shem esu l'shnei anashim vein mocha b'yadam okrei tagar aleim yesh smach l'kula zu olo. And so, Chazal in another place say that if a woman marries a husband, he dies. Another husband, he dies. Right? You can't. The third person can't marry her because it's dangerous. But Bizman has said we are mekil. So Truma Sadejan said, "Is this right? Are you supposed to do this?" So he said, "Shuva yira the law shaper avdi lo kapti. It's not right." And they were shocked that people weren't. And we even forced them to get divorced. Because it's dangerous. So in the middle, he says, really you shouldn't be megil, but people are, so it's mutter. But I still think it's probably also for a Talmud Chacham, but the Chacham should not be megil. So it's clear, the Shulman Sedeshin takes which possibility? He says, Shomer B'Sam Hashem is a matir. It really is dangerous. But we can't actually stop you from doing dangerous things that everybody does. I understand it's dangerous, it's not great, but if this is just normal life, so there's a special matir. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it, so a Talmud Chacham, who's held to a higher standard, shouldn't do it. Okay? The Ritva, on the other hand, right, says, and this is our Arsugya, and he says, v'hadam reinu shalosh nashim sham shiz b'moch. Right, so, well, maybe we'll get to next week. Rashi and Tosfos seem to have a machlokes. When we say shalosh nashim sham shiz b'moch, do you have to be mashamish b'moch? Or are you allowed to? So Rashi said, Rasha is l'sham shiz b'moch. You're only allowed to, right? Okay, I'll leave aside the Hashkas Zera stuff for a while. Skip down to three lines from the bottom. The Su, Rabbanan da Amri, Achazu va Achazu Meshameshes Kedarka va Holeches. According to the Chacham, say you can just have be a normally. Hainu Shasur Lashamesh Mevochamer, that means it's Asur. Vahamai, right? Kevan Sheyesh Sakana Bidavar. If it's dangerous, v'chimi shum shomer psam Hashem te asura bazeh. Right? How could you say that in general it's usur if it's dangerous? You're going to say because of shomer psam Hashem, you have to put yourself in danger. V'tachin lasu v'sakana l'kach bershu v'tosvos, and therefore tosvos said not shalosh nashim chayovos l'sham shes b'moch l'cham romu m'shem eshes b'darkim tirtzavein chayves b'moch. Right? So Rashi says three women are allowed to. Right? Everyone else is usur to. Right, the Ritva says it can't be because look, if it's dangerous, right? So what are you going to say that according to Chachamim, you're chayev to put yourself in danger? That can't be just because of Shomer Psalm Hashem. Rather, it must be that everyone is allowed to, and these three women have to be mishamish b'moch, right? But what's the machlokas, at least in the level of Shomer Psalm Hashem between Rashi and the Ritva? Right, the Rashi is saying, look, even though there's a danger, according to Chachamim, right, you have to be together without a moch because shomer psalm Hashem, meaning it's halachically not defined as sakana, and therefore mimela, there's no legitimate reason to be mishamish b'moch. The Ritva is saying no, it's dangerous. Shomer psalm Hashem says it's mutter to do something dangerous, but I can't force you because there's still an extant danger, and therefore all we can say is that you're allowed to be mishamish b'moch, but we can't force you. So you see that this question, right? Does Shomer Psalm Hashem mean there's no danger, or there is a danger? It's just mutter to do it anyways. It seems to be a machlokas Rashi Ritva, right? The Truma Sedeshin takes a position on it. And one last example here: machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Kook on are you allowed to go on dangerous to limb that everyone goes on, right? Or somewhat dangerous to your limb, right? What?
Bungee jumping.
Something like that. Right? Whatever. At least someone that, right? So, look, right? The Rav Kook says, Al-Dabar etzem ha'alicha le'tayel b'makam she'ish afil chshach rakus shal sakana chas b'shalom. Right? Kvar gilayte da'itik l'inu she'inu me'aroi. I understand everybody does it, but even if there's a little bit of danger, right? It's not right. It's just pasnished. It's the wrong thing to do.
The yeshiva clearly haven't followed this pshat.
What? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says, "Kain hu kshiyotzel derech shu safek sheefshar shir sham eis sakana umikomako mechriya leilach mnei tzarko o afle tayel shemutur miserach shas sakana mishum shuch shas rakok tuva." If you're traveling somewhere, even going on a trip, if the danger is far away, lo yelech below ngamlacha bekono shaf shechriya latziz v'lochazul shema yera lo eis sakana lo yomar shchein lo yispal v'racha misavek katan kazel yispal lekona kamoshu safek mamish tzarach limalech obid avar bishum shemispal l'shem yisrach shmeir tzarach af bishulch shach v'rogu k'tuva. So he says, you can still make a brachas agomel, you should still daven, because look, if there is a danger, you should daven, but you're allowed to do it, right? So again, you see this again, right? Rav Moshe says, you're allowed to do it, you should daven, you should recognize that there's, in theory, a danger, and you always need God's protection, but it's mutter, right? Rav Kook says, no, l'chatchila, I can't tell you it's actually usher, but it's ra'oi to be parish from it, right? So just to quickly summarize the basic of Shakira, and I encourage you to read either this article, or a nice summary also I gave you, again, I'm trying just to introduce you to different things, on olamot.net, which has summaries of sugyas. You can see I printed out one copy for you. They put together one sugya a week with a summary and all the makaros. Underlined for you, reference to the summary. It's a very helpful website. So we have a chiyuv to avoid dangerous situations, and yet the Gemara has four dangerous situations where we say, despite the fact that it's dangerous, since people do it, shomer psalm Hashem. That can mean one of two things. Either it means that because people do it, now halachically it's no longer defined as dangerous, and therefore there's no reason to avoid it. You don't have the choice to be docha mitzvah because of it, right? Or you can say that no, Shomer Psalm Hashem means there is a danger, but you have a het there to do it. Nafka mina being, I could choose to say, look, it's dangerous, I'm scared, I'm going to be docha the mitzvah for it. You know, I don't want to, you know, give my son a milah when there's no northern wind, whatever the case may be. And there's good reason to say that you should be machmir. So again, we saw the Trumas Hadeshin says, in fact, the Talmud Chacham should be machmir. This seems to be the machlokas at some level between Rashi and the Ritva. And our Sugya where Rashi says that according to the Chachamim, you're chayev to do something which is somewhat dangerous because of Shomer Pesach Hashem, meaning halachically this is no longer considered dangerous. The Ritva says, no, I can never force you to do something which is dangerous because of Shomer Pesach Hashem. It's just mutter. And again, and then the machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Kook, but going on to you, Lim, Rav Kook says, don't, you really shouldn't, because Lamaisa, there is a sakana, and why would you go on a tiyul if there is a sakana? I understand it's not technically usur, but it's not a good idea. Moshe says, look, doesn't matter, right? Right? It's a normal thing to do. Therefore, it is mutter. You should daven, because everything at some level is dangerous, but halachically, there's no reason to avoid it. There are many, many more nafkaminas and a lot more to analyze, but we'll leave it there with the basic chakira. Yeah, Yonah.
Firstly, everybody would agree that if using a mark was... that if it was completely not dangerous, then it's usur to use the mark, right? Even the Ritva would agree with that. That's usur to use it.
Hold that. That's a birth control question. And what comes out of this again is really complicated. What comes out of this again? So hold it.
The disagreement between Rav Kook and Rav Feinstein, that doesn't extend to everything else, as in like a brisk meal of it. Like Rav Kook would say you shouldn't do it if there's an
article. I don't know what it would extend to. This is, right, would he say it's different by mitzvah? Would he say it depends on the type of danger? Probably, right? This is just an example, right? You can quibble about mitzvah. You can, right? That one of the things. One of the things that Ramital deals with is whether, to what extent mitzvah would be different, and how sakana would be defined by mitzvah. I assume this is farther reaching than just tulim, right? But I don't know what cases it would. It could extend to a lot of things, but I don't know everything, right? There's one letter from Kook. I wouldn't have found it if it weren't for the fact that Ramital quoted it, because I don't read through all the Igrot Hariyah, right? Rav Moshe could have, done a Bar-Ilan search, but yeah.
I haven't learned the Gemara that we did in Kluvis here. It was a while ago that I learned that. I don't remember. Did the Gemara say that everybody was not using Mayach and still being okay with it?
Doesn't say anything.
So it's not.
It just says.
Irrelevant. Hashem is only for people who. If everybody does it, then...
No, I mean, the Gemara says that you should be mishamish kedarka v'haleches, right? I mean, it uses a similar lashon. It's have bia normally. Do what normal people do.
Normal people don't have bia when they are pregnant.
Yes, they do.
And not use a maya, presumably if
yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's a Messiah's claim, which I will not be refuted. It is obviously correct, what I just said.
So it is assumed.
Normal people are together with their wives when they're pregnant without any form of contraception. Yes.
I'm saying in these three situations.
And it is perfectly safe.
These three situations of danger, is it assumed that people, that it's normal to do these specific three situations of danger without.
So that seems to be the implication that Mishamesh is Kedarka. I mean, it doesn't say Kevin Dashubay Rabin, but that seems to be the same words, right? Right? Be Mishamesh Kedarka. Okay, that's the basic sugya. We went over time because we started late.